You're listening to Music to My Ears on 91.3 WHJE. I'm Anna Nelson. This week I talked with Angela Lee. She's a Carmel High School freshman and the concertmaster of the Philharmonic Orchestra.
Dedicated.
Humble.
Talent. Hardworking.
At the age of 6, Angela Lee started playing the violin. She has been playing for 8 years now, and this is her first year of orchestra at Carmel High School. She's the concertmaster of the Philharmonic Orchestra, the highest leadership position in the group. Director of orchestras Elizabeth Oley Davis believes that Angela's leadership skills have improved throughout the school year.
Angela came in with a lot of talent and potential, and she's just really worked really, really hard all year, and she has really developed some great leadership skills. I think she had them before, but she just realized that sitting in front of such a big section that she needed to move more and to really make sure that she was in the right part of the bow so that she can lead the section effectively. Being a freshman in Philharmonic Orchestra is a large responsibility, and we pick our freshmen in for Philharmonic very, very carefully. So first and foremost, like, we look for musical leadership, like, just hands down, like, you're going to work hard and you've got some skill that's maybe leadership quality. I feel like she was one of those persons. And then it worked out. She did really great jobs on her playing exams and really great job in class. And so just really progressed.
As a freshman, Angela has learned a lot from her experience in the Philharmonic Orchestra. Associate Director of Orchestras Maggie Height thinks that she has learned to play and lead better in an ensemble setting.
Angela came in to the school year as like a superstar freshman, really excited about her future. I think she's progressed in the year by, you know, obviously continuing to be a great technician, but I think she's also gotten a better sense of how to play an orchestra, being like a leader of a team. And definitely I've seen her progress in like her rhythm accuracy within an ensemble. So that's what we're excited about. I think that she adds a great deal of skill and confidence on the part. And I think she's just playing in the Philharmonic Orchestra, being our concertmaster this year, is going to help her in her progression through in like next year and in a more advanced orchestra. I think she's gonna be an even stronger leader in symphony or camerata now that she's had that Philharmonic experience. I think that she has a very bright future.
Since Angela started playing at such a young age, she has constantly been surrounded by music, and it has developed into one of her biggest passions.
Music means a lot to me. It's pretty much like my life, I guess. Like, it's just like constantly like in my head, and like no matter if I'm like practicing or if I'm like listening to music, which I do a lot of, just like in general, it's like probably my biggest passion in my life, so it means a lot. Well, none of my parents were musicians or anything, but I guess they probably like played a lot of music when I was little. Like I was exposed to a lot of music, and I remember that we would go to concerts and stuff, so then I got really interested in music. I think I had a lot of music toys. I had a toy violin when I was like 3. My mom told me that when I was really young, I asked her to play the violin, but I don't remember myself, but that's what she tells me. I think I just really liked classical music, and I thought the violin was really cool and stuff. And then when I was around like 9-ish, I started piano because that was something I wanted to do. But then I quit a few years ago because I got really busy. But now I play guitar too for worship at church. I usually practice pretty like right after I get out of school. I try to do that because like my attention is still like pretty good then. And over the weekends I get a lot more practicing in. I usually like to do like one in the morning and then one in the afternoon/night. On good days I try to get in like 2 hours, but that doesn't always happen, especially if I get home at like 9 from school. But I try to do at least an hour every day. I think music is just a really great thing to have in your life. Like, it shows up in so many aspects of your life. Like, you're constantly exposed to music, and it's like a really nice thing to have, and it's really relaxing too. I really enjoy performing now, because I feel like you can show like the hard work that you've done. And playing is a really great experience too, like just in general when you play, it just makes me really happy and excited. I wasn't really sure what to expect when I got into Phil because I had like no idea about anything about the orchestra, but yeah, it's really fun. I really love the environment and how everybody just really appreciates music. And I love meeting new people because this year I've gotten to know a lot more people, and I love the teachers too. I think that through music, I've gotten to meet a lot of people, and I've definitely learned a lot of things, not only about music, but also like in life. And I've really learned that you have to work really hard to actually be good and to get results out, especially through music, because it takes a lot of practice and repetition. I've definitely grown as a musician, just like because the orchestra is a lot more advanced than in middle school. So like you learn a lot more rehearsal skills and like how to play in an orchestra and lead an orchestra.
All music in this piece was played by Angela Lee and the Philharmonic Orchestra. To hear previous episodes of Music to My Ears, go to WHJE.com. For WHJE, this has been Anna Nelson. More stories like this can be found at WHJE.com.